to you each one. Oh Lord, consume everything out of us is our heart's cry that is not of you, Lord. Heaven and earth shall pass away. This fleshly body shall be dissolved. Lord, we can't take our own affections, our own pride, our own good ideas, Lord, with us, Father. It has to be burned out of us, Lord. We are becoming the Word made flesh, Lord, by your Spirit. And we ask, Father, that you would burn away everything, Lord, that is not you, Lord, that is not your glory coming through us, Lord, that we may be used by you, Lord, that Stephen is no longer living, but it's Christ living, that Derek is no longer living, but it's Christ living, each one of us, oh God, we ask it, Lord, it's our heart's cry, Lord, it's why we're here tonight, Lord, to be filled with you, Lord, to be completely filled with you, Lord. Lord, to be completely removed from our thoughts, completely removed from our ideas, Lord, to be seated in heavenly places with you, Lord, to be with you, Lord, to be in fellowship with you and with one another in you, Lord. We just commit ourselves and present ourselves before you tonight, Lord. We ask, Father, that you would meet our needs, Lord. We know that you are, that you will, Lord, and that we are resting in that, Lord, that we're hungry, Lord, and we're not hungry, Lord, to leave hungry, Father. We're hungry, Lord, knowing that we shall be filled, Lord. We thank you now. We commit this service into your hands, and each one here tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be the Lord. Amen. Good evening, saints. Good evening, those online. Good to be with you all. Thank you, musicians. Appreciate you. Thank you, Nate, for the wonderful songs. Thank you for the wonderful testimonies. You know, I was half tempted to just have a testimony service. On the way to church, I was thinking, you know, it would be great. I'll just start testifying and see if anybody else has anything. And here we get two testimonies. So you can tell it's brooding in us. It's something in these souls, like that song says. Something in my heart, like a stream running down, makes me feel so happy as can be. When I think of Jesus and what he's done for me, gives me something more than gold. My, what a thing that is. How are you all tonight? Have we overcome the spirit of Wednesdayness? I mean, heaviness? I hope so. I pray so tonight. I would like to just take a thought tonight on prepared unto every good work, walking in the Spirit, separated unto the Holy Ghost, would be the subtitle. Prepared unto every good work. Nate, that was just so fitting, that last song. Just to think that we can be what's being consumed, everything that is darkness, everything that is not light, everything that is not truth. To do what? So that we can just be holy? But there's no purpose if we're just holy. Is that we have to be prepared unto we're all that is preparation for every good work of Christ in us and through us. Let me be used by you is our prayer every day. We know none of us wake up in the morning and be like, you know what, Lord, today's not the day I want to be used by you. I'm really feeling selfish right now, and I need a me day. Right? We don't say that because we know a me day is usually ends up being a day of misery, right? And yet we have moments where we're like, Lord, not now. Why? Because somehow we could not be used by God because we're not prepared to be used by God. So that's what we want to talk about a little bit tonight. If we could stand, and let's just dive right into the Word. It's already almost quarter past, so I got to keep moving here. But we're going to walk with Him, walking in the light. Having fellowship with him. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2. I'm thankful for my wife watching the kids tonight. She was wonderful to sacrifice. She wanted to be here, but she knew the dynamic of me getting ready and the kids and everything, and it would be easier this way, so I'm so thankful for her. 2 Timothy... I can't talk. and turn the pages of the Bible. Very good. So you forgive me if I'm the last one there. It gives you more time to find it. Don't you love the book of Timothy? Both books? And we're going to go to chapter 2, verse 15 in 2 Timothy. And again, this is prepared unto every good work. And we're going to read through 21. Now, this is the heading here in verse 14 is works for God's approval. So there's something that we have to do. We know that it is Him that gives us the power. Again, this is not us just good works, our own good works, because we can't bring anything to Him. But now, with Him in us, now we can actually, by His power, do this. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Okay, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And we can go right into this saying, praise be to God. The Lord knows who are His. We can rest in that assurance. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And we know iniquity is knowing the right thing to do, but not doing it anyways. So let's depart from that. And I lost my place. We're in verse 20. Thank you. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Are you a vessel of honor this evening? Amen. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Let's just ask the Lord's blessings. Heavenly Father, take us, Lord, quicken us by Your word. We believe in You, Lord. We have confidence fully, Lord, that He who began a good work in each one here tonight and anyone online, Lord, and each one of Your children shall complete it, Lord. And we just are confident in that, Lord. We just thank You for this scripture. Now bless it, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. Now, I love the scripture because it's, again, God has given us the power to will and to do. So, for us to do that. And again, if we do these things, we're a vessel of honor. So, it's, again, Him doing it, but, again, surrendering, obeying. Self-righteousness is when we just say, I'm going to do everything the Bible says. All 613 rules in the laws in the Old Testament, I'm going to do those. I'm going to do all the New Testament, everything. We're just going to do everything the Bible says. And saying that's our covering. Versus saying, when He, by His Spirit, I remember Derek had preached this years ago about how that there's things that he even realizes in his life, he had said, and yet how God will bring those things to his attention and say, Derek, it's time to give that up. And God starts working on his heart. And there's that struggle of surrender, but then it's Lord, You give me the power to will and to do of Your good pleasure, not my affections, not what I want to do, but to be able to give those things up, because we know we have to set our affections on things above. We have to set it. It has to be something we actually do, just like when we set our clocks back, like when we set our alarm. We have to do it. You know, how many has not set their alarm and been late for work, right? Why? Because our alarm did not just connect to our brain and actually do it just automatically. It's something that has to be done manually. So we have to set our affections on things above. We have to do things manually to be ready to be prepared unto every good work. Amen? There's so many things that are good in here, and we have a few scriptures to go into So we will not delve in too deep into the scripture. But I love it that it says a workman in verse 15 that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now that's so interesting because we have to rightly divide. Let's jump over to Hebrews 5:14, one of my favorite scriptures of all time. Because in order to have fellowship, we have to walk in the light. In order to walk in the light, we have to separate from darkness. This is a manual thing. And why do we even want to separate from darkness? Why do we want to do that? Because it's the love of God. It's the love of the truth. It's the love of the light that we do these things. And let's just go actually to verse 12, Hebrews 5:12. For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are becoming such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of a full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So the sign of a mature Christian is they need to have their senses exercised. You know, why do we exercise our senses, or we'll exercise anything? It's to increase our capacity. We have to increase our capacity for something. So when we first are rightly dividing, we're not going to get it right all the time, where it's going to be loosey-goosey a little bit. But as we mature, now we can rightly divide and be walking in the light as he is in the light. You know, there's some people that will come to, you know, the knowledge of Christ, and you get in salvation, and they start walking in the light. But again, they're not walking in where God is right at this moment. They might see the light of yesterday. They might see the light of the past ages. But what is God doing today? What is to be unto every good work, to be able to have that? What does God want me to be doing? What is his light when his light is moving? You know, his spirit. And by the way, Derek, Levi has a song request when you lead songs next. And it's "The Holy Ghost is Moving Just Like a Magnet." And we haven't sung that song in a long time, so we'll have to do that. Or Nate, if you could do that. Because he's moving us. He's moving on our hearts because we're prepared. And we can feel his pull, right? We can feel that. Why? Because we're tuning in to that frequency. We're not tuning him out, like in Genesis 6, when their minds were continually on evil, where he couldn't even get in. They were not ingesting him. They were not walking in the light. They were not prepared to every good work, but unto every evil work. So we want to be walking directly in the light. So we have to have our senses exercised continually to discern good and evil. How do we do that? We have to know what the real is to know what the fake is. So we dive into the Word and to study to show ourselves approved, as we read. And so, again, we cannot highlight that enough. Now, this is interesting. I didn't really know this, but it talks about milk and meat. Do we know what is spiritual milk versus spiritual meat? Has anybody ever thought of that before? I have a little bit, but I thought, well, okay. I thought it meant like maybe the deep revelation was meat. But it's milk means easily digestible truths. You're not going to just spit it up. It's not, you know, it's going to be something, oh, that's really good here. God is love. God is light. In him is no darkness. And it's an easily digestible truth. But then there is, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. That is strong meat. That is hard to digest. As we can see, how many left him. Why? Because they could not digest that. And so, again, our maturity is to be able to rightly divide, thinking about this, is that we're going to hear strong meat, sometimes we wrongly divide and say, well, I can't digest that. And then we take God's truth aside and say, we wrongly divide and say, well, you know, that's just, I don't think I can handle that, right? Because we think that's so hard, it's such a hard to digest truth that we actually are not now walking in the light. I love how Brother Don said it, you know, if we come to God with our affections, we're gonna, and our thinking, we're gonna find a very, how do you say it, a God that will judge and find wanting, and find, you know, that he does not meet our approval, because we say, well, you know, I worked with a lady that she had been divorced 3 times, and she said, well, my God is this kind of God. He's a loving God, right? And so she was not walking in the light because of what she thought God is. And she was supposedly dividing from darkness, you know, in her mind to walk in the light. But what she was walking in is artificial light, or a really muddied idea of things. And so it's interesting. When we walk in the light, like Psalms 19 says, the law of the Lord is perfect. It's complete, right? It's distinctive. It's not blurry. The lines are not blurry. So let us not make light. It's interesting. I was thinking about this, Derek. So go with me on this one. He's already laughing. You think about this. The scripture talks about making light of something. Right? And what are they doing? When God is manifested as light, people will just make light of it. And what does that mean? It's saying they disregard it, right? So they actually disregard God's light and just make light of it. So what are they living in? They're living in their own light. They're living in their own created light, if you will. If you could say, if you look in Psalms 19 again, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the firmament showeth its handiwork. I was out for a walk, and I was trying to get a picture of these beautiful stars. Of course, I live in the city. And there was so much artificial light just broadcasting out. It was so hard to see the heavenly glory of the Lord just uttering, right? Because there's so much artificial light. And I think that there's so many times in my life, I make light of the things of God, and I just blow it out with my own artificial light of saying, you know, Yeah, that could be true, but what am I doing? I'm polluting God's light manifested with my own, without my own idea of light, and it's dismissing Him for what my idea of light is. Does that make sense on a Wednesday night? Okay, good. Let's jump over to Acts chapter 13, and again, this is separated unto the Holy Ghost. For the work, for what work? Our work, for every good work. We'll walk in the light. It's a beautiful light. Okay, and we're going to go to verse 1. And we know this is just when after... we know the book of Acts is the church beginning after Christ had ascended, and they're filled with, they've already had the Pentecost experience, they're filled with the Spirit, they have the Holy Spirit. What else do they need? Well, let's find out. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work wherein unto I have called them. So it's interesting. It didn't say while they were just doing their job and they were just going about their day listening to Christian music, the Holy Spirit said, separate. No. They had to be prepared. And how were they prepared? They were ministering to the Lord. It didn't say they were ministering to the church, but they were already doing everything they knew to do in that ministering that God had for them to do. It could be again going to work. It could be all these things, but there's a spiritual thing that we want to catch, is that it's walking in the light. It's everything that God tells us to do, we do it. And then fasting. Have you all heard of the little book called Absolute Surrender? It's by Andrew Murray. I've mentioned it a couple times. Just a wonderful little thing. And he has a little thought on this. And he was a missionary in the late 1800s. And he talks about this, this few verses. Separate unto the Holy Ghost. In the story of our text, we shall find some precious thoughts to guide us as to what God would have of us and what God would do for us. The great lesson of the verses quoted is this: the Holy Spirit is the director of the work of God upon the earth. The Holy Spirit is the director of the work of God upon the earth. And what we should do if we are to work rightly for God, and if God is to bless our work, is to see that we stand in a right relation to the Holy Spirit, that we give Him every day the place of honor that belongs to Him, and that in all our work, and what is more, in all our private inner life, the Holy Spirit shall always have the first place. And so it's just wonderful to say that we put God first. How to be prepared unto every good work is putting Him first, to be separate unto the work of the Holy Spirit. He talks about how that when we get in our prayer closet, what are we doing? We're closing the door from the rest of the world. And he says, you know, when we fast, we're closing the door of our flesh to outside forces that would pull us and get us in contact more with our physical needs. I had heard someone that was studying the occult, and they were invited to a cult meeting, and they had everything to put themselves into the contact with their flesh, whether it be food or women or anything. He asked, you know, why is all this here? And they said, in order to contact Satan, we want to put ourselves as much as we can to indulge as much as we can first into the flesh. So it was the opposite of fasting. Think about that. And so it's amazing how after hearing that, I realized before I would go witness to someone or before I would be used of the Lord, Satan would always try to get me back in contact with my flesh and try to, because then that way I couldn't be walking in the Spirit, as we read in Romans 8. In order to be separated unto every good work, we have to be separate from the works of darkness pulling on us continually and trying to overcome us. And how do we do that? We walk not in iniquity, but we walk in obedience, having our vessel ready. And being in that mode of fasting is so wonderful, where it puts us in the Spirit. It's interesting how I've even felt it before and I am horrible at fasting, so don't think I've ascended to anything great in fasting. But the times that I fasted, it was amazing how the Lord gave me such clarity. I was at an all-night prayer meeting one time, and then the next day I was still up for hours and hours, and it was like things just kept coming to me just from the Lord. Just even being without sleep, for some reason, that even God was able to use. Again, separated unto the Holy Ghost for His work, every good work. Okay. Let's go to Ephesians 5. I think we get the gist of where we're going, don't we? In all of this. Is that we separate from darkness. We do it more and more continually. Ephesians 5, and we're going to verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. So it's not this bullet list of separated unto the Holy Ghost without walking in love. We have to be walking in love because it's a relationship. And we walk in love of what? Christ who sacrificed. So it's a sacrifice that we do to not just be entrenched in entertainment and into the affections of the flesh. But we do it because of our love, because of Christ's sacrifice for us. Notice he goes right into the things of that we have to separate from in verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becometh saints. It's unbecoming. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, I just have to hit on this, I can't help it, but rather giving of thanks. What? Why? So all these different bad behaviors, it's not becoming to us, but rather giving of thanks. My, I've never seen that before, how that in this preparedness is a thankful heart, is a grateful heart. And you know, all of you that work with or are around, rub shoulders with people that are in the world, it's a disease. It's all a part of this, of the aforementioned characteristics that are unbecoming is unthankful, right? Oh man, how's your day going? Living the dream, which we know means I am so unthankful that I'm at this job, but it's all I got, and I got a paycheck, right? And it's a disease of unthankfulness, and how it's a grateful heart that protects our heart, because it says, you know, count it all joy. And how that we come with thanksgiving, enter into his courts with thanksgiving. My, what if we just said that as a, okay, now we're going to sing the song, and I want you to sing it with thanksgiving. We'd say, what? With thanksgiving? Well, how about praise? No, with thanksgiving. But rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremongers, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you. Well, we can't be deceived. We're the bride of Christ. There's no way, at any point, any time in our lives, that we'll ever be deceived for a second. Right, Derek? I don't hear any amen. Let no man deceive you with vain words. And we know vain, one definition of vain is purposeless. So I fall prey many times to YouTube, and there's a lot of vain words on YouTube that are just so powerful and so encouraging and so inspiring. But there, a lot of it's the counsel of the ungodly. It's these rich moguls or these inspirational speakers and all these things, and they have no claim to, or they have no confession of faith or anything, but they are they may be heady and high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, and yet we could be falling prey and listening to them. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. But what do? Verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now, praise God, present tense, are ye light in the Lord. He's saying we are light. Walk as children of light. So act like it. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. So that the fruits of the Spirit proves what is acceptable to the Lord. Again, unto every good work. and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So that's that is the antithesis text to this sermon. Instead of being prepared unto every good work, now have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. The antithesis is the unfruitful works of darkness. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Verse 13, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And we're just going to go right to verse 21 to the end. See that you walk circumspectly, so walk on purpose, walk with purpose, not in vanity, not purposeless, but and not as fools, but as wise. And we know that foolishness is just rampant in this world today, and how it's an in thing to just be foolish and listen to foolishness. It's even in the Christianity, and there's so many more Christian comedians than there ever were. There's so much more just pop culture mixed in with Christianity. There's so much more just milk toast religion, and yet how we know we need to have fellowship, we need to be awake, we need to be alert. Christ shall give thee light, and walk as not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. What a day we live in, to think that we have so many time wasters than I ever remember in my whole life. I've had more opportunity to waste time. I have wasted more time now than I ever have in my life. And to think that there's so many things today that are so easily available to waste our time rather than redeem it. And to think, how are we employing our time? How are we employing that time? Because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. There is prepared unto good work right there. To know what His will is. And because I've been raised in the message, and because this verse seems so just sweet and wonderful, I think so many times I forget, I can go on my knees. And it's just as easily we can be tempted to do something wrong and be led of the will of Satan. It's just as easy and wonderful to be pulled in the Spirit to His will, to understand His will. And that's how we know, when we go to our knees and we just have someone on our heart, pray for them. Have something in our life that comes before us. Oh, Lord, I'm pricked. I need to get that out of my life. Lord, consume me, Lord, with the power of your Spirit, with the fire of your Spirit. Lord, help us. And verse 18, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. If that isn't crazy talk to the world right there, verse 19, that's the most crazy talk. That sounds like someone muttering to themselves and being just, you know, all rainbows and squishy, gooey, happy. Right? Nobody does that anymore. This is old-fashioned, right? To think, no, we need to speak about politics and sports and how the world's going down and how we're not, and the economy, and, you know, that when's the next stimulus and when's this and when the president and this and that, whatever. That's what, okay, good, we've talked about that. You know, I feel a little bit more in control of my life. No, speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Keep rinsing our mind, keep rinsing our thinking to be prepared unto every good work. You know what's amazing? I was listening to a sermon where, because we want to know the will of God. And sometimes it seems, I'm going to confess for me and for you young people too, is, do you ever want to know the will of God? But you're like, how do I even know the will of God? How do I even know what He wants me to do? Seems like it's such a big giant question mark. And yet, you hear our own prophet in this age, how he would say, I just wanted to know what the Lord wanted me to do something. And the Lord reminded me of a scripture. I was just listening to a sermon where he says that. The Lord reminded me of a scripture. And there was my answer. It was about his taxes. It was something with his taxes. And the Lord showed him what Christ did in that same instance. And it was, oh, go pay the taxes. Go fishing, there'll be money for that. And the Lord provided a brother to catch him up on $40,000 worth of taxes because of a scripture he was reminded of. So if you are praying and finding the will of the Lord, there might be a time where he's like, reminds you of a scripture verse. Oh, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. Let's go find out. And you'll have a scripture verse. And that is the will of the Lord. Because it's in his word, and it's, and if everything is lined up the right way, That's walking in the Spirit, finding the will of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And there's thanks again in verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's one thing I'm challenged for this week. That's my challenge is, Lord, can I give thanks for all things? Can I give thanks for inflation? Can I give thanks for the price of gas? Lord, thank you, Lord, that you're providing for me, even when the price of gas is high. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So this is something that Minnesotans, we do every day. We always submit ourselves to each other. And all the time, like, you know, what can I work on? And we always talk to each other, right? No, this is something that, it's so confrontational, usually. And so, oh my, whew. You know, like, you do your business, you do you, I do me, we go on with life, right? But to be able to say, to submit ourselves, we can't take a scissors and cut this out, right? Again, prepared unto every good work. Part of it is, why did Paul have to say that? Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Why? Well, Derek is still fallible. If I submit myself to him, you know, he might be a little bit too heavy-handed on me. You know, he might be just a little bit carnal. So, well, I'll ask. Let's see, who could I ask? That's going to be a little bit, you know, maybe, I know, Peter Snow. I'll talk to him. Maybe he can, you know, I'll ask him. And I'll submit myself to him, right? Because, you know, he'll give me, maybe he'll be a little bit softer on me than Derek. But it says submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God, in reverence, saying, I reverence Christ in each one of you enough to say, am I doing something wrong? You know, I'm seeking the will of God for my life, but, you know, and I'm submitting myself to Christ in you. Is there anything that I'm not doing right? Can you see this by the word? Is there anything? You know, how many times would people go to Brother Branham and for counsel and say, and we could say, well, he's a prophet. But it says one to another. It doesn't say, submit yourselves unto your prophets or to the apostles. It's one to another. Because we're members. Every joint supplieth is that they would go to him and they would ask him and he'd say, let's pray about that. And then we would pray about it, and then half an hour later, a prayer, it wouldn't be, oh, I know about you. I know exactly what your problem is, blah, blah, blah. No, it was, sometimes it was just, I don't know, why don't we go to prayer? And so for us, when we have someone submit themselves to us, even being able to know the mind of God in that good work that we're doing for our brother or sister, is to say, you know, I don't know. And rather than be a Stephen and just talk for half an hour of what I think you should do, is why don't we just go to prayer and see what the Lord has, you know, to find the will of the Lord for you. You know, we need that. I just feel the Spirit so strong in my heart, just burning, is that we need that fellowship of submitting to one another. It's so vulnerable, and yet we need it so much, because the God in you, I need the God in you, because each one of us have gifts and have ministries. And there's so many insights that Derek has shown me, or Josh, or Greg, or each one of us have shown me. I said, That's it. That's what I need to do to witness that to so-and-so. I didn't see that before. We need each other. We need to wrap up. Thank you, Brother Greg. Since you drive far, I appreciate that. And God bless each one of you. But I want to say, the last thing I want to say is, prepared on every good work is being aware, not just of the tactics of Satan and aware of the plan of Satan. Let's talk about that for half an hour. No. Be aware of the moving of the Spirit. And we know, we hear this in conversation. The disciples, oh, what? What was that? Oh, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. Hold my jacket. I'm jumping in. I'm going to go to the shore. The Lord, that's the Lord. I'm aware. He just did his signature move. He told me to throw the net on the other side. I know that's him. It is the Lord. How many times did Brother Bram say, now, that's when I knew something was fixing to happen. And he got ready. He was prepared under good every work for that last minute. You know how many times that we have prayed and this and that, and then afterwards, at the end of the day, we were like, we just put it all together. Like, hey, that was the Lord. I missed that. I was ready, but I missed it by seconds. It's that last part. Is if Satan can try to get us right before the transaction happens, right before the happening of Christ coming through us for someone, it's all of a sudden we get a phone call or this or that, or try to distract us. Just, again, all hell is against this. All hell is against us now, once we're prepared to do every good work. So to be aware, you know how the scripture says, it talks about being unawares. And yet how we can even entertain angels unaware, how that we can, and I've talked to people before that had angelic experiences where they realized afterwards, that was an angel. To think, what? That was an angel. There's a friend of Loyal's in Tennessee, and he was going through a really hard time. And he said he was just either cashing or in line at a register like Walmart. And he says this man was standing behind the person checking out, and he starts singing right at him a song, a Christian song of encouragement. He just started singing it to him. And he just thought, you know, this crazy guy, singing. And he just started singing. And he ministered to him exactly what he needed. And he kept asking her, who is this guy? Never seen him in my life. I don't know, he doesn't work here. This, he's like, I know that I was entertaining an angel unaware. Why would that man come rock right up to me and sing to me? And it could be someone led of the Spirit to a good work, right? We could say, but think, saints, we are the children of God. We have all these opportunities to be aware of the beautiful happenings of the Lord coming to us for our benefit. And then through us, for others. You love them. Let's close. Musicians, if you'd come. I hope that was a blessing tonight. To see him as he is, to be aware of his voice, his still small voice, to be tuned in. Amen. Wonderful. Anyone have a song? Yeah. Oh, that's such a good one. Do you know that song? Oh, it's just a chorus. I actually have it, I think, in my lyrics. To bless your heart. Or, oh God, is my desire to set our our heart afire, to be your hand of love in all that comes my way, only to hear your voice and in your presence stay. Can we try it? Do you know that one? Give me a C. You bless your heart, Lord God, is my desire. me, touch my life, and set my heart afire. To feel your hand of love in all that comes my way. To feel your hand of love in all that comes my way. Only to hear your voice and in your presence stay. To hear your voice and in your presence stay. Can we go up to D? To bless your heart, O God, is my desire. To let you touch my life and set my heart afire. To see your hand of love, to see your hand of love in all that comes my way. Comes my way. Only to hear your voice and in your presence stay. Hear your voice and in your presence stay. Amen. Let's just bow our heads this evening. Lord, that's our heart's desire, Lord, to bless your heart. Lord, because this is all about love, Lord. Unto every good work. Why? Lord, because of what you did for us. Every good work of you, Lord, from the dawn of time, Lord, to do that in us, Lord, we want to pass on your love kindness, which is better than life, Lord. We don't want to just walk by, Lord, those that have not received your good work, Lord. We just ask, Father, that you would teach us your ways, Lord. Teach us to be separated unto you, Lord. Teach us, Lord, to be prepared unto every good work, Lord. Lord, and when we do these things, we'll be a vessel of honor, Lord, to be poured out for others, Lord. And what a wonderful thing, Lord. It's not to sacrifice, showcased, Lord, of all the how horrible it is that we have to sacrifice, Lord. It's to be able to give you out, Lord, to dish you out to others, Lord. Lord, all that's you, Lord, in us, Father. Lord, to know your will, Lord, to know your way, Lord. Lord, to let your good work in us, Lord, guide us, Father, for what we need, Lord. Because we're needy, Lord, tonight, for us, Lord. Thank you, Father, that every good work, Lord, you're doing in us, Lord, for us too as well, Lord. We thank you now, Lord, and we ask, Father, that you would, just as we go tonight, Lord, may we just rejoice, Lord, knowing that it's you, Lord, who began the good work in us, Lord. And you're faithful, Lord. As we hear the testimonies tonight, Lord, you're faithful. Lord, it is the Lord. It is the Lord, Lord, in the testimony of Josh, Lord. It's the Lord in these different testimonies, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, that you're leading these, each one of your children, Lord. You lead us along, O God. The way may be hard, Lord, and yet, Father, the benefits are so good, Lord. We thank you, Father. We come with thankful hearts. We give our thanks to you, Lord, tonight. Be glorified in us, Lord. We just commit each one into your hands. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let's just sing that song before we dismiss. We just all stand tonight. Surrender all, Lord. I surrender all, Lord. For I have heard your voice to lay my life down before you. I surrender all, Lord. I surrender all, Lord. Be glorified, Lord Jesus, I surrender all. Amen. You dismissed this evening. God bless you.
When you're all alone.